I'm going to continue the lesson that I started yesterday on walking to please God. Genesis 5 and 24 tells us that Enoch walked with God. Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 5 tells us he had this testimony that he pleased God. Enoch walked with God. Enoch pleased God. When we look at the time in which Enoch was living, we wonder, how could he have done this? How could he have been so steadfast with God for more than 300 years? Every day he walked with God. Every day I believe he talked with God. How can this be in such an atmosphere in which Enoch lived? Enoch did not live in a very civilized society. Enoch lived in a day when sin was rampant. People were not living according as God would have them to. They were not living by what God would say is right. They were living according to their heart's dictation. Every man lived according to that which was right in his own eyes. This is what some of the false prophets today are trying to get people to do. They say, don't worry about the Bible. Don't worry about God's truth. Live according to your own truth. Whatever your mind tells you is right, do that. You don't have to worry about the morality of it, about how bad it may be or appear to others. If your heart thinks this is right, go ahead and do it. You'll live better. You'll feel better. You won't feel oppressed by the rules of others. Live by your own rules. That's what some are telling us today. I see them often on television, admonishing people to live their own truth. Truth. What is truth? Jesus Christ is truth. The fundamental characteristics of truth is its consistency. Truth is consistent in the face of every known or unknown fact. Truth remains the same. That sounds much like God. In the midst of every known or unknown fact, God is still God. No matter what the situation is, no matter what country you live in, no matter what form of government that you live under, God is still God. What I want to point out to you is, no matter how evil the world becomes, it cannot alter your walk with God. The world didn't give it to you, and the world can't take it away. The devil didn't give it to you, and the devil himself can't take it away. When I read through the scriptures, I discover that some of the most tremendous things that God ever done for Israel was while they were serving under a tyrannical government. While they were in bondage, God performed his greatest miracles. When the children of Israel looked around and saw only an ocean of misery and affliction, God showed them an ocean of love and favor and deliverance. Where sin therefore abounds, the grace of God abounds more. That reminds me of an article I read about the Christians in China. You know about China and the socialistic government that's in China. They suppress religious activities. People there have to almost hide in order to worship God. But is it stopping them? No siree, Bob. In fact, thousands are turning to Jesus Christ on a weekly basis. Tyrannical governments or kings or presidents can only inflame the desire to serve God more. There are many today in our country, this free country, that's anxious about the government, thinking that the government is going to suppress the Christians in this country. Friend, they may attempt to blot out all Christianity from this country. It will never happen. If you will remember, the church, the early church members, lived under the rule of the Roman Emperor. But it didn't stop them. The Bible says that the church grew. Members were added daily, such as would be saved. The gospel was being preached throughout the world, even though they lived under the Roman thumb. God's church continued to grow. All of these New Testament scriptures that we read were written while the writers were living under a dictatorship. I can tell you about a miracle even greater than that. It was while they were living under this dictatorship that God sent His Son. You remember, it was while the nation of Israel was under the tyrannical rule of Pharaoh that God sent the lawgiver Moses. So it is here in this time, when the nation of Israel is under the tyrannical government of Rome, that God sent His supreme lawgiver, Jesus Christ. Jesus came here in the midst of chaos, hardship, in the midst of affliction. God sent His Son to enter into their affliction and bring them liberty. It was in the face of Rome that Jesus healed the sick, cast out devils, raised the dead, died, was buried, and rose again to purchase our salvation. Right there in the face of the Roman dictators. Tyrannical governments do not stop God's program. If this nation should ever come under a tyrannical government, the work of God will continue. God has a purpose for this country. God has a purpose for you and me. And faithful is He who will do it. So, what am I saying? I'm saying if you are afraid that the government is going to stop you from preaching the gospel, even preaching it on Main Street, don't worry. The devil has already stopped preaching on Main Street. The devil has already stopped us from witnessing at the Burger King, at McDonald's, at the restaurant. The government has not taken prayer and Bible reading out of our homes. The devil has done that. So what am I saying? Let not your hearts be troubled. Jesus said, "You believe in God, believe also in me." He said those words while living under the rule of the Roman government. And let us not forget that it was also while living under the Roman government that Jesus said, "I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." In spite of the Roman rule, in spite of the backslidden priests and prophets, God said, "Nothing, not even the gates of hell, shall prevail against it."